Zakt Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Idyas, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Our tour of the Shishi Sidrei Mishnah, is what Masechtes Idyas is all about, continues. A complete keli could become tame. It's ra'i l'kabel toma. A broken keli? It depends. You can still use it, although it wasn't what it was. It's called a keli in regard to becoming tame. If it's impossible to use it, that's how broken it is. It's no longer considered a keli in regard to tumah. Not only that, even if a keli already became tummy, but then broke, at this point it is tahar. Says the Mishnah, once again, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Kisei shel kala, the throne for the kala. It has all kinds of nice ornaments on it. It has like two little walls that come up on the sides, so the kala can lean on it. But, shenitlu chipuyav. These walls that come out from the sides, they're gone. It's like the armrests were taken off. Your father has like a seat by the head of the table with the armrests are gone. Now, Beishamai mitamin. Beishamai say that this keli is still tame. Even though it's not really fit for a kala anymore, it's not much of a throne, you can still sit on it. Ubeisilol mitarin. They say, no. It's not fit for a kala, and therefore it's considered broken. Shami says, Av Malbin shall kisei tummy. Even the seat of the chair can become tummy on its own without the rest of the chair, because it could also be used to sit on. So if you're telling me just the cushion itself, without anything is tummy, because you can sit on it, for sure the chair, because it's missing its armrests, that for sure is tummy. Vaitra says the Mishnah, kisei shekavol biareva. A chair, the one attached to the inside of a bowl that's used for kneading. It's a very large bowl. The way it worked was a person would stand in it while he was kneading. In our Mishnah's case, so someone came along and he connected an ordinary chair to the inside of this big shisel. And that was like a chef to hold the dough or utensils. Now, I want to know what the halacha is with that chair. What do you mean, what the halacha is with the chair? There's a kind of tumma called mishkav umayshav. Zav, aziva, nida, certain types of people that are tummy. When they lie in a bed or sit on a chair, they make the bed or chair tummy, even though they don't touch it. Well, how can you lie or sit on a chair without touching it? And the answer is, let's say they lie on top of a cushion, they don't touch the bed. Still, the bed becomes tummy. That's called tumas mishkav umayshav. But in order for something to become tummy through mishkav umayshav, it has to be something that is normally used to sit or lie on it. If this person who is tummy lies or sits on something that isn't usually used as a bed or a chair, unless he actually touches it, there's no tumas mishkav umayshav. So, knowing that, let's see the words again. Kisei shekavoy biareva, a chair that went attached inside this big kneading-like tub. B'shamay metam, b'shamay say, it can become tummy if a person who is tummy sits on it, since lemaisa, it used to be a regular chair. Right now, it's not here for a chair. It's here to be like some kind of a shelf. But it used to be a regular chair. The fact that now it's attached to this shisel that you knead in doesn't change anything. Basil Matarin, Basil say it's tar. It won't become tummy if a person whose tummy sits on it. Because right now it's no longer a chair. It's part of a kneading apparatus. It's used for the shelf in a kneading apparatus. It doesn't have tumas mishkav umayshav. Now, both Beishamai and Beisil would be maskim. This is only because the chair was put in. It had this big shisel. The person climbs into it, stands there and kneads, and he put in this chair. But let's say, when the shisel was originally designed, this big tub was originally designed, they designed it with a chair inside. So it wasn't made to sit on it. It was made, I don't know, to put the rolling pin on it, to knead on it. Although Beishamai and Beisil would agree, it shouldn't be considered a chair for tumas mishkav umayshav, but Shammai himself says, afa asiba, even a chair that was originally made as part of this big tub, it's still considered a chair in regard to tumas mishkav umayshav, because although it wasn't made to be your regular chair by your dining room table, but lamaisa, you can use it as a seat. Okay, so a chair that's like a throne made for a kala, but it lost its armrests, the two walls on the side. Shami say it's tummy, still tummy. In other words, it's not considered broken. It's not a kala's chair, but it's a chair. Basil say because it was originally made as a kala chair with all the designs on it, regular people don't sit on it. If it doesn't have the armrest, it's like nothing. And therefore, it is considered broken, and if it was tameh, it's now tar. Shami responds to that by saying even the cushion of a chair on its own would be tameh. So for sure, a chair without the armrests is still considered tameh. Then we learned about Timas Mishkav Umayshav, where certain type of people, should they lie in a bed or sit in a chair, even if they're not touching it, would make the better chair tameh. Even if they're on top of a cushion that's not touching the bed. But this Tumah of Timas Mishkav Umayshav only applies to something that's a permanent bed or chair. Should this person who's tameh lie on something which is not normally a bed or chair, unless he's touching it, but if he's lying on a cushion, it doesn't become tameh. So what happens if a person takes a chair and puts it into a big tub that's used for kneading? He's using it like a shelf or a closet. He might have attached it in. The Mishamei say, look, it could still be used for a regular chair, so therefore it still becomes tameh tumas mishka v'mayshav. The Basila say, no, it's tar. Now it's part of this kneading tub. It's no longer considered a chair. So even someone who's a zav, who normally is metame something mishka v'mayshav, but unless the zav is actually touching it, but if he's just sitting or leaning on it, there's something in between, doesn't become tameh. But both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that if the whole original kneading tub was designed this way to start with, the chair was built into it, that's for sure not a chair for mishka v'mayshav. But Shammai disagrees. He says even a chair that was originally made as part of this, it's still called a chair when it comes to this type of tumah. Wasn't made for it, but l'maisa can still be used for it. Some of the mefarshim say that the svara behind it is, look, a person can always change his mind and use it for a regular chair.